Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team. Today we're tackling one of the most confusing yet highest yield comparison topics in surgical oncology, familial adenomatous polyposis versus hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer, also called Lynch syndrome. Understanding the distinction is absolutely crucial because the screening, prognosis, and surgical management are fundamentally different. Let's break it down clearly.
Let's kick off with the classic shelf scenarios. You're reading a question about an 18-year-old high school student whose older sibling recently underwent major colon surgery. This patient presents for their first colon screening, and the workup reveals hundreds to thousands of adenomatous polyps throughout the colon. The family history is positive for colorectal cancer in young adults. Mars, what should immediately jump to mind?
That is familial adenomatous polyposis until proven otherwise. Polyps everywhere equals FAP. Specifically, the presentation of colorectal cancer in a teen or young adult should always make you think of FAP.
Got it. Now compare that to our second case. A 42-year-old woman presents with right-sided colon cancer. Her history is significant for a strong family history, including her mother having endometrial cancer. She had a colonoscopy 3 years ago, and they only found one or two small flat adenomas. What familial cancer syndrome is this testing?
That profile screams Lynch syndrome, or hereditary non-polyposis colorectal cancer. The key elements are the relatively young age of onset, typically in the 30s or 40s, the right-sided or proximal location of the cancer, and the strong association with other extracolonic cancers, especially endometrial and ovarian.
Perfect contrast. Let's nail down the genetics. Mars, what gene is mutated in FAP?
FAP is caused by a mutation in the APC gene. That stands for adenomatous polyposis coli, located on chromosome 5q21. This is a loss of a tumor suppressor gene. Clinically, we diagnose FAP when there are hundreds to thousands of adenomatous polyps. If left untreated, the risk of developing colorectal cancer approaches 100% by age 40 to 50.
Exactly. Now, let's switch gears to Lynch syndrome. What's the genetic defect there?
Lynch syndrome involves a defect in the mismatched repair genes, like MLH1, MSH2, MSH6, or PMS2.
And what's the molecular hallmark of that defect?
The error in DNA mismatch repair leads to microsatellite instability, MSI high. Microsatellites are short, repetitive DNA sequences that accumulate mutations when the repair system fails. This instability drives rapid malignant transformation. Unlike FAP, patients with Lynch syndrome typically have few or no polyps. The cancer arises quickly from flat adenomas, and the lifetime risk of colorectal cancer is around 70 to 80%.
Now let's talk treatment. This is where the shelf questions love to separate these two syndromes. Starting with FAP, given the nearly guaranteed cancer risk, what's the definitive procedure, and is it therapeutic or prophylactic?
The operation is prophylactic and always required once the diagnosis is confirmed. The definitive treatment is a prophylactic total proctocolectomy, removing the entire colon and rectum.
Why must the rectum be removed in FAP?
Because the rectal mucosa is also at high risk for malignant transformation. This surgery is usually recommended by age 20 to 25.
Perfect. Now for Lynch syndrome. If a patient with Lynch syndrome develops colon cancer, do we do a prophylactic total colectomy?
Generally, no. Prophylactic total colectomy is not indicated in Lynch syndrome. Instead, the standard operation for cancer is a subtotal colectomy with iliorectal anastomosis.
And why preserve the rectum here?
Because the rectum is typically not at the same high risk in Lynch syndrome, so preserving it maintains better function and quality of life.
Let's move into screening and associated findings. Super testable stuff. For FAP, when does surveillance begin?
Screening starts young, flexible sigmoidoscopy starting at age 10 to 12. You're looking for those hundreds of polyps early.
And what about Lynch syndrome?
For Lynch, colonoscopy starts at age 20 to 25, or 10 years before the youngest affected family member. It's repeated frequently, every 1 to 2 years.
Let's go over extracolonic features. FAP has multiple syndromic variants. Name two.
Gardner's syndrome and Turcot syndrome. Gardner's is FAP plus osteomas of the skull, sebaceous cysts, and desmoid tumors. Turcot syndrome combines colon polyps with malignant brain tumors, especially glioblastoma.
Speaking of desmoid tumors, what's the shelf pearl?
Desmoid tumors can be locally aggressive and cause small bowel obstruction or even mesenteric ischemia.
After a patient with FAP gets their prophylactic total proctocolectomy, what's the new leading cause of cancer-related death?
Duodenal carcinoma, particularly periampullary cancer. That's why FAP patients need upper endoscopy screening starting by age 25.
Flipping back to Lynch syndrome, we mentioned endometrial cancer is the most common extracolonic malignancy, but what other cancers are common?
Ovarian, gastric, small bowel, and urinary tract cancers, especially renal pelvis carcinoma. And since colorectal cancer in Lynch is usually right-sided, it often presents with iron deficiency anemia and vague symptoms rather than obstruction.
Time for the lightning round. 5 high-yield facts.
1. FAP is defined by hundreds to thousands of adenomatous polyps due to an APC gene mutation.
2. Lynch syndrome is characterized by few or no polyps and results from mismatch repair gene defects leading to microsatellite instability.
3. The definitive prophylactic operation for FAP is total proctocolectomy because the rectal mucosa is at risk.
4. The treatment for colon cancer in Lynch syndrome is subtotal colectomy with iliorectal anastomosis, preserving the rectum.
And 5. Screening for FAP begins at age 10 to 12 with flexible sigmoidoscopy, while screening for Lynch syndrome begins at age 20 to 25 with colonoscopy.
All right, team, keep studying, and we'll see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.